A reading of the Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner. This is a synopsis of Scene 10. Johannes goes through intensive trials and illusions arising from his enthusiasm, which carries him into a luciferic sphere of self-enjoyment and self-reliance. The spirit presence of Benedictus awakens in him cognitive forces, revealing to him the seductive powers of Lucifer and Ahriman. Through this act of cognition, he is able to hear his voice of conscience, re-establishing his inner balance. The end of the synopsis. Scene 10. A Room for Meditation. Theodosius. Within yourself, you can unfold all worlds. Bring me as cosmic might of love to life within you. A being who by me is inwardly made radiant feels his own strength of life enhanced when, happiness bestowing, he serves others. And so I weave the joy of growth into the universe. There is no realm of life without my power. There is no being who can live without me. Johannes. Before my soul's eye you appear, bringer of happiness to worlds. Creative joy impels my spirit when I see you as fruit of self-unfolding. You stood before my spirit gaze within the temple, though then I could not yet be sure if dream or truth appeared to me. But lifted is the veil that kept the light of spirit hid from me. I know now you are real. I will reveal your being in my deeds. Through you they shall work healing. And Benedictus I must thank. Through wisdom he has given me the strength to guide my spirit vision to the world. Theodosius. Feel me in depths of soul, and bring my strength to all the worlds. In deeds of love you shall partake of blessedness. Johannes. I feel your presence give me warming light. I feel creative power arising in me. Theodosius disappears. He is gone. But he will come again and give me strength out of the springs of love. His light can vanish only for a time. Then it lives on within my being. I may rely now on myself, unfolding for myself the essence of love's spirit beings. Through him I feel myself uplifted. He shall reveal himself through me. He grows uncertain, which gradually comes to expression in his gestures. And yet how strange I feel. It seems a being is approaching me in spirit. Since I have been found worthy of spirit vision, I have this feeling always when evil forces would lay hold of me. And yet whatever comes, I have the strength to set myself against it. I can unfold myself within myself. These words give strength that is invincible. Most strongly now I feel the opposition. So it must be the fiercest adversary. Yet let him come. He'll find me armed. The enemy of good you must be he. Through your strong power you can be felt. I know it is your purpose to destroy whatever frees itself from your dominion. I will make strong in me that power in which you cannot have a single part. Benedictus appears. Oh, Benedictus, you, the source of my new life. It is not possible. No, it cannot be. It dare not be yourself. It must be a deception. Oh, come to life, good forces of my soul, and shatter the illusion desiring to ensnare me. Benedictus, ask of your soul if it can feel what through these years my presence meant to you. The fruit of wisdom grew through me, and only by its help can you progress and banish error in the spirit realm. Experience me within yourself, but if you would go further, you must set foot upon the path that leads you to my temple. My wisdom shall still shine on you, but must flow forth from out the place wherein I work, united with my brothers. I gave to you the strength of truth. If it enkindles its fiery might in you, then you will find the way. Exit Benedictus. Johannes. Oh, he has left me. But whether I've dispelled illusion or a reality has left me, how can I tell? And yet I feel myself grown stronger. It was not an illusion, but he himself. Oh, Benedictus, I experience you within me. You've given me the power which living on within will sever truth from error in myself. And yet I just succumbed to a strong illusion. I felt with horror your approach and could regard you as a deception. Although you stood before me. Theodosius reappears. You'll free yourself from all illusion. if you will find yourself with forces that are mine. Though Benedictus could accompany you to me, your wisdom must now lead you on. If you experience only what he has placed in you, you cannot then unfold yourself. In freedom, strive into the light-filled heights. Receive my strength now for this striving. Exit Theodosius. Johannes, your words sound glorious. I must within myself bring them to life. From all illusion they will set me free when fully they pervade my being. So work on further in my soul's foundation, sublime, majestic words. You must have had your origin in the temple, since Benedictus, his brother, uttered you. I feel you rising from my inmost being. These words will sound out of myself, and so be comprehensible to me. You, Spirit, living in myself, arise from your concealment, and show yourself in your true being. I feel already your approach. You must appear to me. Lucifer and Ahriman appear. Lucifer, O man, know me. O man, sense yourself. You've wrenched yourself away from spirit guidance, and you have fled into free earthly realms. You've sought your own true being in earth confusion. To find yourself proved your reward. Use this reward. Affirm yourself in spirit daring. You will find alien being in the wide regions of the heights. It will confine you to human fate. It will oppress you. O man, sense yourself. O man, know me. Ahriman, O man, know yourself. O man, sense me. You have escaped from spirit darkness, and you have found the light of earth. So suck the power of truth from my solidity. I harden solid ground. You can, however, lose it. By facilitating, you disperse the power of being, and you can squander in lofty light the strength of spirits. You can disintegrate. O man, sense me. O man, know yourself. They disappear. Johannes, oh, what is this? From me came Lucifer, and following him, Ahriman? Do I live through still more illusion? By Benedictus's brother were those powers summoned, who in men's souls create illusion only. Voice of Spirit from the heights. Thoughts now guide you to depths of world beginnings. What to soul illusion impelled you, what in error has sustained you, appears to you in spirit light, light of whose fullness men, when seeing, in truth are thinking, light from whose fullness men, when striving, in love are living. Curtain. End of scene 10.